Jewish people around the world celebrate Passover this evening with a Seder, a ceremonial dinner at sundown. Shandy Race tells us how it usually goes.
The Seder is the traditional holiday meal where you discuss the biblical story and you discuss these ideas about freedom and ideas about redemption.
Race works for the Wall Street Journal, and she is asking those who celebrate to add something to this year's ritual. By tradition, many people leave an empty chair and a cup of wine for the prophet Elijah. This year, Race proposes that people leave an empty chair to remember a journal reporter arrested in Russia.
It feels like it's an attack on all of us. We are all kind of in this state of just like, how can we help him? What can we do? And it's really horrific and it's just terrifying.
Russian security forces accused Evan Gershkovich of spying. His employer denies that. The U.S. State Department says he was wrongfully detained in the first such case involving an American journalist since the Cold War. The Wall Street Journal says Gershkovich is the son of Soviet-born Jewish exiles.
And Race says setting a place for Evan at the Seder table will bring attention.
We want as many people as possible to know who Evan is and what his situation is, and that he should be somebody that they care about and that they think about.
Rabbi Shmuley Yanklevitz plans to think of the journalist in Scottsdale, Arizona.
He's going to be at the center of our Seder experience, given what he represents in the world right now.
Rabbi Yanklevitz says he'll use an empty seat and a photo along with a lock and key on the Seder plate.
We have seen tyrants. We have seen tyrants since Pharaoh, all the way up to our time with Putin. And these are tyrants that will only stop with pressure and with strong global advocacy.
The lyrics of this Passover song translate to, "This is the bread of affliction."
And here at the end, we say, "All who are hungry, come and eat." We want everyone who is oppressed or confined to find freedom and find that freedom by finding a space at this table.
Nearly a week after his arrest, his lawyers were able to visit him yesterday at a prison in Moscow. The journal says Gershkovich is in good health.